Hello and welcome to this semester's first episode of Start the Week with Freddie Ford. Hi, Freddie.
Hi there.
So today we're going to talk about a couple of things, starting with Freddie's intervention at Scottish Parliament to discuss some of the new legislation happening in education.
Yeah, that's right. So I was invited along with three representatives from other universities in Scotland to give evidence to the government about how they want to tackle education after school. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was widening access, which is, of course, quite an important focus for the Students' Association this year. And I guess the point that I was trying to get across was that part of the problem with widening access is an incomplete or an ill-considered solution. And I think it's too often that figures are bandied around. I mean, we all know that St Andrews has the worst record on widening access, and it's certainly not something that me or anybody else are proud of. But if we're going to be mature and successful in our solution, I think, and this is the point I put across, I think it's really important to consider each institution on its own merits, to hold up successful examples and to say, well, therefore, whatever worked at, say, University West of Scotland, where I think they have around 25% of their students from the so-called SAMD 20 area, which is financially deprived households in Scotland. Just because it works in that scenario, then it must work in St Andrews. But, you know, we face a lot of very particular problems. So the key for me is to focus on what works and do more of it. And what works for us, maybe what is different from what works for other people.
And was it difficult? Was it a first experience of talking in that kind of setting?
It's actually my first ever time to Holyrood. I can't say I've given evidence to a committee of government before, but, you know, every day brings something new, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Taking the tone down a little, I know that there's a Valentine's Day initiative taking place currently, so want to tell us a bit more about that?
If I find out where you live, I'll maybe send you a rose. Your 600th team have joined up with the Lumsden Club to organise a delivery service for Valentine's Day. So we're sending out lots of different options. You can just have a rose, or you can have gift bags full of sweets and chocolates, and we can do a bouquet of flowers. And all you have to do is head to your600th.net, and you'll see there's a Valentine's option there, and you can order them online. You can send an anonymous message, or you can sign off with your name, friends as well can do it for. And the proceeds are being divided between the Lumsden Club charities and Your600th, which is the Students' Association Bursary Fund. So,
Good causes.
I don't expect to get any myself, but maybe I'm fishing.
Thanks.